And if you didn't understand that, I'm sorry. I was just explaining to the deaf that I'm going to talk to you just a little bit before I begin signing and preaching tonight. Did want to share with you a little bit some things that are going on that back table back there. We have several gospel materials there that you can pick up. They're great for deaf people and for hearing people. And I was explaining to Brother John, I said, well, if y'all don't pick them up and use them in the area here to spread the gospel, I guess I'll just have to take them home with me. All right? And so here's one that says, what must I know to be saved? And it goes through and explains, you know, a lot of people don't know what it means, who God is, or what the Bible is, or what it means to have sin, or where sin goes. And they don't know those terms this day and age. So what must I know to be saved? And that will be a help to you. Here's something that you can give out to a deaf person, something the deaf can hear. And it's a simple gospel tract written for deaf people that you can give to deaf people. This is not gospel, but it's 100 signs that can make you good and dangerous in this church, right? When you saw it signed to deaf people. And so learn some sign language. Pick this up. It's totally free. Pick it up. And I have a bunch of those on the back table. You can pick it up and learn it. And then we have several other pamphlets that just deal with spiritual topics. This one parents might like to get, or wives, you might like to get it for your husband. It's doing what you don't like to do, right? And I'm teasing about all of that, of course, but it is a good principle that is taught. And so we have several pamphlets back there that'll be of help to you. And then also we have this, and this is somewhat new. We had it last year, but we've produced this. It's called, If I Died Today, I Would Be In, and then there's an H with an underline, and you can fill in the H. Now, I found that to be kind of offensive to people. You know, if you present this to them, like, oh, they go like that. Some personalities can give this out really well. Other personalities may choose to show them this side first, which has the QR code to send them to a website, and they can see a gospel presentation. But it says, these things are written that ye may know that ye have eternal life. You can start a conversation with that as well. And then they can either go to the website here or scan the QR code. And praise the Lord for COVID. And QR codes have really helped us get the gospel out in different ways. And so, and then again, COVID's been a tough time for a lot of folks, a lot of us. And I realize we've lost friends as well. But these are tools that we can use, and a person can scan this, go to our website, and they'll see a missionary spending about 20 minutes explaining the gospel in very clear terms to hearing people. Well, we have one for the deaf as well. And this is called Deaf Good News. And a hearing person, any of you hearing people here, can put this in your wallet. You meet a deaf person and you say, just a minute, and you don't know sign language, you just go, just a minute, and then you go, here, and it says, Deaf Good News, and you just smile. And you just smile, and they go, okay, and they'll take it, and they look at it, and they go, and you pick out your phone and go like that, pretend like you're scanning, and they go, oh, because everybody understands that. They see the QR code there, and they can go to our website, and the other one takes you to our website as well. But they can go to our website and see the gospel presented in about 5 different ways, in gestures, in a short presentation, in a really long presentation, with a deaf person using the Evangelcube, a lot of different ways, and they can see the gospel. And then there's a place there on both of these pages where a person can report to us their decision of trusting Christ as their Savior. On the back of that card, by the way, is the same as this this sign language thing where you can learn signs. You can click on there, and it'll take you to our website, and you can see different things there where you can learn some signs. And the last thing I want to show you is this. Pick up our prayer card. We are your missionaries. Pray for us. And if you don't know how to use a prayer card, I might have said this here before, but I've said it several places like this. You put it on your refrigerator, and before you get a bite to eat, you pray for the Barr family. And then if you forgot something, like you forgot to put the mustard on whatever it was, you know, okay? You pray before you get your mustard again. And then, oh, I forgot my drink. And you pray before you get your drink. You can do that with us, but you can do it with other missionaries as well. And, of course, I'm teasing with that, but we do need your prayers. We're involved in way more than we can do. And our biggest prayer request right now is for help. We need people to help us in our ministry. And it's long hours. It's hard work, what we're doing. And so pray for us. And we're privileged to be your missionaries and privileged to be able to share the gospel with deaf people and produce these materials and take mission trips and sponsor things. One last thing. We'll be going to the Deaf Nation World Expo in July, the last Saturday of July into August, that next week. We're hoping to take a team of 40 people. David Bennett, our international missionary, international director, is heading that up for us. And we are hoping to have 40 people go to spread the gospel to deaf people. The first time we went to that event, there were 23,000 deaf people from all around the world. There were some hearing people there too. We were there. But most of the people were deaf people. And it's an expo. There's stuff everywhere selling crafts, and the Mormons are there, and the Jehovah's Witnesses are there, and all these different groups are there. Well, we have three tables we're going to be giving out the gospel in three different locations in that huge venue. Where is it? It's in Las Vegas. So pray for us doubly as we go there. We'll be well supervised. We stay together as a team, and it'll be a great opportunity to share the gospel. So pray that doors will be opened. Pray that hearts will be opened, and pray that we'll see souls saved, not just in this event, but from the materials we send out and we give out there all around the world. Thank you for letting us be your missionaries to the deaf. I'd like to share a message tonight. I've been working on this and putting it together, and it's called Barbarian Missions. You think, that's a really odd name. Yeah, I had to get the word missions in there. You'll see why at the very end. But barbarian missions. And these are the verses we're going to be using. And if you don't mind, I'm going to leave my Bible here and I'm going to use the verses that are on the screen as we present and as we talk, because it's just too much to do all turning the pages and going everything and trying to think in two languages at the same time. If you've never experienced a message in voice and sign language, this is kind of how it goes. I take the voice language and English language, and I'm going to move it down a bunch of levels, and it's going to be very simple, and I'm going to make some mistakes. And we're going to take the sign language, and we're going to move it down to a very simple sign language, and I'm going to make some mistakes in sign language. But we do this so that all can understand. And so, let's have a word of prayer, and then I'll do one thing, and then I'll begin signing. Let's pray. Father, tonight we need you. We're here to hear your word. Lord, you have a message for us. This will be a little bit unusual service, as it often is when we do it this way. But Father, we pray that the method will not be distracting. We pray that your word would have full course. We pray that you will do your work in among us tonight. Lord, may more folks be saved because of what we hear and the decisions we make tonight. We pray that you'll strengthen our ministry because of these things. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Before I preach in sign language, I want to share one thought with you. And I shared this with Dawn, and I'm going to have her interpret this for me. I know you believe you understand what you think I said, but I'm not sure you realize that what you heard is not what I meant. Got that? Have you ever said something to somebody and you just know that you were right and you know they didn't understand you? Has that ever happened? Happens in families all the time. You know, take out the trash. I thought you meant tomorrow. You know, clean your room. There's all kinds of things that happen. I thought we were having this for supper. Oh, we're having that for supper. It happens all the time. It happens in ministries. It happens at churches. We give an instruction, and okay, it's supposed to be done this way, and you know what it's like. It didn't get done quite the way you thought. And we, in our ministry, we have a volunteer ministry, and we say, do this, and it didn't get done at all like it was supposed to have been done. but it got done. Sometimes when we say something, it may be misunderstood. I'm going to start with a really unusual method tonight, and so I'm going to let Dawn sit down, and I'll go ahead and start signing now. All right? Good? All right. I want to share some verses with you tonight. We're going to talk about these verses in several different ways tonight. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and verse 11, it says, "Therefore, if I know not the meaning of the voice, I shall be unto him that speaketh a barbarian, and he that speaketh shall be to me a barbarian unto me." Okay? The word barbarian. By the way, I tried to find a picture to go along with that, and the only thing I could find was these, you know, something on TV. I don't know. The Bible says also, "I am debtor both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, both to the wise and to the unwise." So I began to thinking, I was actually teaching a workshop about sign language and helping hearing people understand how to interpret clearly for deaf people. And these thoughts in these verses just kept going through my mind. I began to think, you know, sometimes we talk, we look at people as if they are barbarians. What does it mean, barbarian? I don't have a good sign for that. I just have to spell it, okay? There's not a sign for that. Barbarian. What does that mean? So let me give you some definitions. It's a person who does not have the proper habits and culture. Okay. It's a person who is strange and probably offensive in their behavior. It's a very different country or different culture of people. It's someone that's less socially advanced. You're up here and they're down here. Let me give a couple illustrations or examples of this. From a deaf perspective, deaf people do things so differently than hearing people. Okay? Deaf culture is very different. We were in a church. In fact, last week we were in the same church, and the pastor's deaf, and the church is a deaf church. It's a small group of people. It's in Phoenix, Arizona. I was getting ready to preach on Easter Sunday morning, and I was ready, you know, and I'm ready to come up and preach. And the pastor said, "Okay, when church is finished, we're going to take out the John Barr family. We're going to go out and we're going to eat. Where do you want to go?" And the church discussed it right there on Easter Sunday morning before the message. And then they voted. And I thought, okay, they decided. And they picked the name of the restaurant. Well, Phoenix is a big city. And there were two restaurants of that kind. One was kind of the southeast, one was northwest, you know. And so the pastor said, "Okay, there are two places like that. Which one?" And they talked about it, the first one, for about 10 minutes. And then they voted. The second one, they talked about it for about 5 minutes. And then they voted and they decided. And I thought, wow. But you know what they did? The deaf people in their culture, they said, "This one down here, southeast, it's too far. There's an older lady in the church, and the older lady, that's too far because when we finish eating, she'll have to drive way back up here. Let's go to that one near her house and respect the older lady." Now, that was a strange culture thing, and then I began to realize, well, that's not a bad idea. Now, I'm not suggesting we vote in church, okay, every Sunday for meals, okay? But it's a different culture. And so with deaf people, when they look down, if we say, "Take your Bibles and look at this verse." Why do we put this verses up on the screen here? Because if a deaf person looks down, and then they can, you know, when they look down, there's no signs, there's no voice, there's nothing. It's the lights went out. The sound system went off. They have to look. So sometimes deaf people don't bring their Bibles to church because, well, they can't do this. I was telling the deaf this morning, always bring your Bible to church and check your pastor and make sure he's preaching right. And the pastor says amen to that. Okay? Because we are a Bible people. We are focused on the Bible. This is our book. One more thing about strange and offensive culture. Our deaf ministry many years ago was on the right-hand side of the church over here, the speaker's right-hand side, and they were over there, and a deaf guy went to sleep in church. Okay? Now, do y'all ever sleep in church? They go, no, no, no. He said, ha, ha, ha. Sometimes it happens a deaf person gets a little bit sleepy. And if a deaf person's sleepy and their eyes start to close, you know, hearing people can go, Pastor, I'm listening. Pastor, I'm listening. Okay? But a deaf person, when their eyes close, they can't hear it. They can't see it. So this deaf guy went to sleep over here. So there was no noise. He was sleeping really well. Okay? And then all of a sudden he woke up. And when he woke up like he wakes up in the morning. Like that voice loud. The hearing people just went, the pastor just like, you know, what do you do? Deaf people live in a different world. And sometimes they feel kind of strange. Let me explain some more about this barbarian idea. The ancient Greek people called people that did not speak their language, they called them barbarians. Sometimes in our churches, we look at people groups as, that's them. And this is us. Have you ever seen that happen? Okay. Sometimes people think, okay, there's the bus ministry. Those are the bus kids. And I understand, okay? You know, it's an important ministry, yes, but sometimes we're human, we're people, and we follow that Greek idea, yeah, they're barbarians. Now I'm not calling them crazy and wild kids, no, but they're just different. Sometimes with people language groups in our church, we feel that same way. Maybe you don't speak, let me pick a language that we probably don't have here, German, okay? That's safe? Is that a safe language? Okay, does anybody here speak German? Nobody. Nobody, really? Nobody speaks German? Oh, you speak German, really? Pardon? No, he doesn't, he was just joking, all right? He didn't think I was going to call him out, okay? So German, okay, so German's a safe language. So you have a person that comes in, they speak German language, and like, what do we do with that? That happened to us at a Fantastic Saturday one time. This family came in, they spoke German. We just happened to have a missionary to Germany with the deaf that was there, and that missionary with the deaf to the German people interpreted the whole day. I wore out that interpreter. All day long they had to interpret. Two of the kids got saved. And then, you know, you think, well, what do we do with that? Well, the Lord provided. And then later, the mom and dad just, I think during COVID time, the mom and dad got saved as well. And the whole family was saved. But sometimes we think, okay, but that's them. Okay, with the deaf ministry, sometimes we would think, okay, the deaf people sitting over here, that's them. I don't know sign language. Okay, that's their ministry. That's John Fierro, wherever John Fierro's ministry. That's Dawn, which way it is? Dawn, okay. She doesn't care. Okay, so her sign name, okay, that's Dawn's ministry. That's other people here. That's their ministry, but not me. No. And sometimes we get the idea of us and them. Okay, now I'm getting a little bit personal, okay? The Greeks were emphasizing the otherness of people. As Christians, we don't do that. As Christians, we say, we are all in the family of God. One of my favorite things to do is if I lead a deaf person to the Lord and they're black skin, okay, or dark skin, and I'm not dark skin. And so I say to them, I say, okay, you accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior? And they say, yeah. I said, who's your father now? And they'll go, God. I go, guess what? My father's name is God also. And they go, oh, good. I say, I said, put your hand out here. And they'll put their hand right next to my hand. And I say, you and I, different skin, brothers. You ought to see the face. It's like, oh, because that's the truth. We are one in Christ. We're a family here. And y'all are working together as a family. I heard that there was that work day after church tonight. Is that true? Yeah, okay. All right. Sometimes we talk or we sign in a way that people don't understand us. Sometimes we have words, and we say things to people that are outside of the church where we're witnessing to them, and they have not a clue what we're saying. Have you ever witnessed to somebody and they have a different dictionary? The scripture says, therefore, if I know not the meaning of the voice, I shall be unto him that speaketh a barbarian, and he that speaketh shall be a barbarian unto me. Sometimes people don't understand us. This book has not changed. But the people out there have changed. Their language has changed. Different religions have changed the dictionary. That's one of the reasons for what must I know to be saved. It explains the words, what they mean. As we witness, we need to explain what we mean so that they don't get the misunderstanding of that. I'll give you an example of this. The word saved, S-A-V-E-D, saved. Saved. One time I was witnessing to a deaf person. I said, are you saved? They said, oh, yeah. And I said, tell me about your story. And they said, I was in bed, laying there, and everything began to shake, and the light was up here, and it went like this, and it started to fall, and I moved out of the way, and poof, whoo, save. Because deaf people use the word save as safe also. And I learned an important lesson that day. I need to explain what I'm talking about so that they'll understand what I mean. Born again. One deaf person says, I was saved, but I haven't been born again. Because sometimes they don't know what that means. One deaf lady, when I witnessed to her and she got saved, and I said, when you die, where are you going to go? And she said, I don't know. I said, wait. Did you accept Jesus Christ as your Savior? She said, yes. I said, did Jesus forgive your sins? She said, yes. I said, did you know that when you die, if you have Jesus Christ, when you die, you're going to go to heaven? She said, really? She had no idea. There are so many words that have been perverted, misunderstood. I've learned that I can speak the truth, but sometimes you may not understand me. Greatness is not being a great person. Greatness is being able to make a profound, profound truth simple. And as we talk to people about their souls, we need to make it simple so they can understand it. Deaf people need somebody to interpret for them. One day, one of my friends, he was a missionary to the deaf, he told me this. He said, I'm learning so much in the Bible. He was a missionary in Mexico. He said, I'm learning so much in the Bible. I just can't explain it to the deaf. I'm going to quit the deaf ministry. I'm going to become a pastor. My heart sank. He was a good missionary to the deaf. His family was there in Mexico. They were winning deaf people. They were building a deaf church. And he said, I'm too smart for the deaf. There was an assistant pastor that learned sign language in South Carolina. You wouldn't know him. You wouldn't know who he is. But he learned sign language, and he was skilled at sign language. And I told him, God could use you in wonderful ways. An evangelist came in through the church, and in fact, that assistant pastor, he was interpreting well. He was trying to reach the deaf people in the community. It was awesome. An evangelist came into the church and told him, he says, don't waste your time with the deaf. You are better than that. Again, heartbroken. Many men think that sign language is feminine. Why don't you meet me afterwards, okay? There are deaf men that need to be saved. Why don't we have more deaf men in church? Maybe because we don't have enough men who learn sign language, hearing men that learn sign language that can witness and play basketball with deaf men and whatever you need to do to get them to come and be saved. Somebody said, well, if you can't do anything else, then interpret for the deaf. Oh. Dawn works as a professional interpreter, and you see a lot of strange sign language out there by hearing people. It takes a lot of skill to really do it well, but you could learn this. It's a language. It's not, hey, y'all, God bless you over there. We need to pray for this group of people. Pastor said we have a burden to reach deaf people and see it grow. Pray for these people. And pray you therefore the Lord of the harvest that he'll send forth laborers into this harvest. 1 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 22 says this, to the weak I became as weak that I might gain the weak. I am made all things to all men that I might by all means save some. So on the slide here we have deaf people over here and we have hearing people over here. I told you this is going to be a strange message, and I don't usually do it this way, but right here we have deaf people. I wonder what would happen if hearing people would come and say something to deaf people and welcome them here to the church. Yesterday we had two deaf people saved, three deaf people saved. Two of them are here today. Amen? Isn't that wonderful? Okay? Wouldn't it be wonderful if somebody came over and said, just simply say, like, okay, do this right here. I love you. All right? Good. Yeah, there you go. I love you. Now, that does not mean you're asking them for a date. Okay? It's just a friendly way of saying hi. Say, I love you. Okay? And then do this. My name. And then you have to learn how to spell your name. Okay? It's like, you say, my name. I don't know. And they go, that's really strange. Okay? But what would happen if somebody, now I told you this is going to be strange, and I'm closing, I'm not going to go real long, but if somebody right over here would come over and meet a deaf person and say, I love you, wouldn't that be cool? Yeah. Well, what if a person over here said, come over here and say, I love you? What if it happened right now? Like right now? Like, do we have a volunteer? I don't mean sitting there. I mean coming over and saying something. Yeah, come on. You can do it. Come on, do it. Now, yeah, okay. This, that right like that. No, with thumb, first finger up. There you go, good, okay. Come on, that's okay. That's good. That's good. All right, yeah. Just like that, just say like that. Yeah, there you go. Good, okay. Yeah. Now, that didn't hurt, did it? That was good. That was good. Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay, Now, what would happen? What would happen if the deaf people, now, okay, I preached the hearing. Okay, now it's your turn. It's going to be short, don't worry. But what would happen if deaf would go meet a hearing person over here and say, I love you. And go over here and say, I love you. And then you can sign all you want. You sign, they'll go. But what would happen if you, deaf people, right now, would go meet a hearing person over there and say, I love you? What would happen? Can you do that? I don't mean, don't just sit there. You got to get up and you got to go. Do something. All right, there you go. Yeah, he's a visitor and he's doing this. Okay, there, yeah. Look at that. That. It's both. Because we are one church. And it's not us, them. It's not that. Last. Why do I do this? Why is this? For the gospel's sake. Because there are people in this town that are deaf that maybe you will meet. And you need to take one of these cards and give it to them. And I'm not advertising the cards. I'm talking about the gospel's sake. There are people that you will meet. That God, now that you've seen this and you've had the opportunity for, you will meet a person and you say, oh, I don't have that card with me. Or you will say, wait a second, hold on, wait. And you'll give them that card. And they'll go, huh. You sign? You talk something? Not me. And now one more sign, church. And then you give them one of your other tracks, okay? So they'll know where to come. I said missions. This verse is very misunderstood, and I don't have time to go into it. But it's talking about I can endure all things. It's not talking about, yes, 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 I can do. It's not talking about basketball. It's not talking about your schoolwork. It's talking about, it's hard to come over here and say, I love you. It's hard to come over here. It's hard for you to go outside of your comfort zone to reach people. Now, tonight I've talked about deaf people. But you can apply this to any ministry in the church. It's for it's for the gospel's sake. It's for the gospel. Would you stand with me, please? Dawn, would you interpret, please? Thank you. Father, tonight, this is, yes, it's been an unusual message, and yes, Lord, this kind of thing can ruffle feathers. Lord, ruffle our feathers that we, for the gospel's sake, will get out of our comfort zone and we'll do the things that are necessary. Lord, I've talked about the deaf tonight. There could be some folks here in the service tonight. God's been working. You've been working on their heart to get involved in the deaf ministry, and they've just been holding off. Lord, we need more workers. We need people to go out and reach the deaf. We need people to learn the sign language. You just make deaf people feel friendly, feel at home here in the church. Father, we need some people that'll take some materials and look for deaf people and get out of their comfort zone. Yeah, it's hard. But Lord, we can do all things through Christ because that's what you've asked us to do. Father, there are some folks tonight here that have had an us and them idea of any kind of ministry. It could be the bus ministry or a language group of people or just people that are different in some way or another. Could it be the kids? Lord, take away our barriers. Take away our pride. And Lord, may we minister your word for the gospel's sake. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Pastor, would you come?